News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Six Dublin City schools are launching a new programme to prevent antisocial behaviour and hate crime in later life. With us to explain how this works is the programme's founder, Leslie Udwin, from Think Equal. Leslie, just explain to us, what is the Think Equal ethos?
Think Equal is an early years social and emotional learning programme, also a movement bringing what we call the missing subject, the missing third dimension to education, which our children need alongside numeracy and literacy, but have not yet been taught concretely. It's a program that's designed by global experts, and it's to achieve positive life outcomes, pro-social behaviors and attitudes, and both for the individual and the wider society. So, Shane, it's like a vaccination. It's preventative as an intervention. It uses narrative picture books and lesson plans and exciting resources that nurture well-being and inclusion and empathy, social justice at a really foundational level.
Okay, it's starting with a pilot program across a number of schools in Ringsend in Dublin, on Bagot Street, St. Lawrence O'Toole's National School, City Quay National School, sort of city centre schools for children aged 4 to 8. What's the message you'll be giving these kids?
We are going to help them develop and build their brains, as it were, because, you know, the early years are absolutely when the brain is built. By the age of 6, we are what we're going to be in terms of attitudes and neuropathways laid in our brain for the rest of our lives. So we're going to be giving these kids community and kindness and inclusion, empathy, self-esteem, all the things that we should be supporting and nurturing our children with. And sadly, you know, we've neglected in favour of looking at schooling as a trajectory to the labour market. It should be much more than that. And with Think Equal it is, and it works.
What would you say to people who would say, you know, not in any way doubting the bona fides of what you're trying to do, but might say, is it kind of sad that that's where we're at as a society, that we have to teach children not to hate?
Well, we do. The bottom line is that everything around us proves that we do need to teach this. Sadly, we've come to such a point. I mean, just take a look at what has been happening, not just in Ireland, in every country in the world. Look at the gender-based violence that we face. Look at the mental health disorders. We are actually in a mental health pandemic, Shane. And we have to responsibly do something about this. If we had, within our education system, been responsibly preventative 10, 15 years ago, believe me, we would have a very different society. And we owe it to our children. Every child has the right to grow up and not commit suicide and not rape and not join a riot against some group that is different from them, you know? And in a way, if you look at it that way, we have a duty to build these skills, help the children build these skills at the time when it does make a difference to the rest of their life outcomes.
So finally, Leslie, to those people who might say this is, you know, very right on and very woke, you're saying, no, we're practically trying to make a difference here.
This program is as practical and as concrete as it gets. And you know, Shane, we have amazing results to show it. We've had 3 what they call randomized controlled tests. And these are really the gold standard in evaluation. We've done this in 3 very different countries, Australia, Colombia, Botswana. How different can they be, right? In all these countries, the same results, anger and aggression lowered, empathy raised, pro-social behaviors like kindness, simple human values, sharing kindness have all increased, emotion regulation. And think about how key that is when we contemplate the kind of violence and aggression that we see, sadly, from our young people. And, you know, it's not their fault. It's our fault for not having responsibly nurtured them in the right way.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Leslie Udwin from Think Equal. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.